You know, it amazes me every time I think about it how all throughout the Bible, from the book of Genesis, Exodus, all the way through the book of Jude and Revelation and the others that are in between, how over and over and over again, and how many different ways God tells us that He loves us and that He wants us to be part of His kingdom, part of His family. He wants us to be saved. And over again, in hundreds of different ways. And I read the Bible a lot, and yet it still amazes me when I find one that I hadn't noticed before, a story in the Old Testament, a parable in the Old Testament, something that I'd never put it together before, and then God opens my eyes, the Holy Spirit opens my eyes, and I see that He's saying again, I love you, I want you to come to me, I want you to be part of my family. And we see that in the passage that we read together from the book of Ezekiel. You might not see it at first glance. It might just be a parable that's talking about a tree and some birds. But I submit to you this morning, and I hope you'll see by the time we get done, what a wonderful invitation that God gives to all people everywhere to come and be part of His family. It talks about in those two verses the cedar tree. Some might call it the king of trees. Some of the oldest trees in the world are cedar trees. You remember that Solomon's temple was made out of the cedars of Lebanon. And God says, I'm going to take a twig from off the top of it, a tender one, and I'm going to plant it in a high and prominent place. He's going to plant it in a place where everybody can see it, a place of eminence. A place where not only everybody can see it, but everybody can see the way to get to it. All the birds of, it says, all fowl of every wing. God says, I want them to be able to see this cedar tree that's going to grow in this high and eminent place. And it's going to bring forth boughs or branches, and it's going to bear fruit, and it's going to be a goodly cedar. And I want the birds to come there and live. In its branches or under its branches, they can build their nest. They'll be protected from the wind. They'll find shade from the sun. And the fruit of that tree will be their food. And we read in verse 23 where the Bible says, under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell. And so God extends to every kind of fowl, every kind of bird, to come to this cedar tree and find a home, to come to this tree and find protection, to come to this tree and find provision. He says, first of all, and I want to point out some of the birds this morning and then I'll make my point. But he says, first of all, to the eagle. That strong and majestic bird that soars high. And I don't know if you know this, but every eagle has a distinguishing mark. There's no two exactly alike. Every eagle has a distinguishing mark. And nobody messes with an eagle if you're smart. I know people shoot them. It's against the law. But nobody messes with them without a gun. And they solve any problem they have with their might. And God says to the mighty eagle, you are welcome. Pick out a high branch, build your nest there, and dwell in this cedar. But just as he says to the mighty eagle, he also says to the little sparrow, that tiny little frail bird that's indistinguishable, one indistinguishable from another one, sometimes that struggle to stay alive. He says to the little sparrow, you can't soar like an eagle. You're not as strong as an eagle. You just seem to go from one problem to another, but you are welcome to come to this cedar as well. You can pick out a branch. You can make your nest there, and you can find protection and provision and everything that you need in this cedar. God says to the peacock, that beautiful bird that has the plumage. I'll get my P's straight here. That plumage that is used to make beautiful hats and other decorations. You are welcome. Your beautiful parents, you can find a home underneath this tree. You can find provision. You can find protection. And he says to the robin, you that can sing with a pretty voice and welcome in each morning, you that chime out in a clear, strong voice and sing the songs of the morning, you also are welcome to come. Pick out a branch, make a home, find protection and provision in this mighty cedar. But God also says to Mr. and Mrs. Crow, who are not as pretty as the peacock, who don't sing like the robin. In fact, most crows have a musty, dirty, black coat, and the noise they make, caw, 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 is annoying to most people. In fact, in most places, they're not welcome. People put scarecrows in their gardens. And just think about what the name of the scarecrow says. It's to scare the crows away. They're not welcome in many, many places. But God says just as much as the beautiful peacock and the beautiful singer, the robin, are welcome in this cedar, so are you, Mr. and Mrs. Crow. Although not very nice to look at, your song doesn't please many people, but you are welcome to come. Pick out a branch, make a home, find protection and provision in this tree. God says to the owl, that bird that is known for his wisdom, that bird that is known for his discernment, that bird that is known for making the right decisions, you are welcome. Come into this mighty cedar. Find a branch. Make a nest. Make a home. I'll give you the protection and the provision. I'll give all these other birds. But just like he says, welcome to the owl, he also says, welcome to the pigeon, that sometimes scattered bird, scattered brain bird that just follows the wind. You are welcome. You may not be as wise as the owl. You may not have as much discernment as the owl, but you are just as welcome as the owl to come to this mighty cedar. Pick a branch, make a nest, make a home. I will provide for you and I will protect you as well. God says to the dove, that white, pure bird that represents purity, that bird that will not rest on anything dirty. Did you ever stop and think about the story of Noah and the ark, how he sent out the raven and it never came back? And then he sent out the dove, and the dove came back, and the Bible says he couldn't find anything to rest his feet upon. You know what the raven was resting his feet upon? All the carcasses of all the people and the animals that had died in the flood. But the bird who represents purity, that dove that he sent out, had to come back to the ark because he would not even plant his feet on anything dirty. And so God says to that dove that represents purity, that bird that was used and sacrificed in the temple, you are welcome to come to this cedar. Pick out a branch. Make a nest, make a home. I will provide for you and I will protect you. But just as much as God says welcome to the dove, he also says welcome to the raven. That bird that picks the carcasses of things that are dead, that feeds on flesh and rottenness, that bird that is known as a dirty bird, who is not used for any form of sacrifice, wasn't used for any form of sacrifice in the temple. Just as much as God hangs out the welcome sign for the dove, he hangs out the welcome sign for the raven, and he says, you are welcome. Come to this cedar. Pick out a branch, make a nest, make a home. I will provide and protect you as well. You see, many of us, if we were God, we'd be more picky. We would welcome the eagle. We would welcome the peacock. We would welcome the robin. We would welcome the owl. We would welcome the dove. But we might be tempted to say to the sparrow, to the crow, to the pigeon, to the raven, find someplace else to make your nest. You're weak, you're ugly, you're dumb, you're dirty. Go someplace else to dwell, but not our God. He says to all fowl of every wing, I've taken a young twig. I've planted it in a high and prominent place. I want every one of you to know where it is. It's going to grow strong. It's going to grow tall. And in its branches, you can come and make your home. And I will provide for you, and I will protect you. The fruit of the tree will be your food. And every fowl of every wing is welcome to come and dwell in this tree. Now let me tell you about another tree, a tree that God also planted. He planted it in a high and prominent place. He wants everyone to see it. He wants everyone to know how to get to it. He wants everyone to come and live under its branches as well. It's a place of protection. It's a place of provision. This tree was planted just outside the northern gate of Jerusalem. It was planted on a hill that looked like a skull called Mount Calvary. This tree is called the old rugged cross. And on this tree, the price of every sin that's ever been committed, on this tree, the price of every sin was paid for. And God this morning extends an invitation. God extends this morning a welcome to every single person to come and make their home under the branches of this tree. He comes, he says, come make a nest, make a home. I will provide for you. I will protect you. I want to tell you this morning, all the sparrows are welcome. The common, ordinary, everyday folk. The folks that struggle most of their life just to live. There's nothing that would distinguish them from the crowd. I want to tell you this morning, Jesus died for you. And he says, pick out a branch, pick out a limb, make a nest, come and make your home in the cross of Calvary. Dwell there. I will protect you and I will provide for you. Hey, Mr. Sparrow, Mrs. Sparrow, you are welcome to come. God says to all the crows this morning, you are welcome. You may not be much to look at. You may not be able to sing very well. To some, you may even look ugly, but not to God. To some, you may be annoying, but not to God. God especially wants you to come and dwell under this tree called, on this hill called Calvary. Dwell under the old rugged cross. Come, make a home, and I will provide and protect you. He says to all the pigeons, you are welcome. You haven't always been wise. You haven't always made the right decisions. You've messed up some of the decisions that you've made in your life. Some people might hold it against you, but God says, I won't. I won't. You're welcome to come to this tree. Make your home underneath the cross. I'll provide and I will protect. And then God says to all the ravens, you are welcome. You've lived your life in sin. You feasted on the rotten things that the world has to offer. People look at you and say you're dirty and filthy. And you might think this morning, I'm unfit to come to this tree. I'm unfit to come to the cross. I'm dirty. I'm filthy. I have feasted on the things of the world. God wouldn't want anything to do with me. I want to tell you something this morning. The welcome mat is laid out for you as well. In the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And I want to remind you this morning that in God's sight, we're all ravens because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In his sight, all of our righteousnesses, the good things that we've done in our life that we hold up to God and say, look at what I've done. God says, in my sight, They're all filthy rags. But you're welcome to come. You're welcome to come. Make your home underneath this tree. I'll provide your protection. I'll provide what you need to stay alive. Oh, by the way, eagles, you are welcome too. You that soar, you that are strong, you that glide through life without any problem at all. I'll remind you this morning, your strength won't make you right with God. You need to come to the omnipotent one, the one that planted this tree. He welcomes the eagles as well. Oh, and to the peacocks and robins, the pretty people, the talented people, the privileged people. Again, your looks and your talent and your privilege won't make you right with God. You need to come to the one that's altogether lovely. He's provided a place for you as well. The owls are welcome. You that are wise, that maybe have never made a bad decision, I'll remind you this morning, your wisdom won't make you right with God. You need to come to the one that is omniscient, that knows everything. And doves, you're welcome to come too. You're pure and clean. But again, all of our righteousnesses in God's sight are as filthy rags. And we need to come to the one that was tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. And so Jesus invites you to come this morning. And I say this with all kindness. Please don't think me rude. It doesn't matter what kind of bird you are. It doesn't. It doesn't matter what kind of life you have lived. It doesn't matter what kind of decisions you have made. It doesn't matter. The welcome mat at the cross is laid out for everybody. There's nobody that has disqualified themselves. All are welcome to come. The old song that we sing sometimes, there's room at the cross for you. And it says, though millions have come, there's still room for some. There's room at the cross for you. And God says, all fowl of every wing, you can come to this high cedar, pick out a branch, make a nest, make a home. I'll protect you and I'll provide for you. If you're here today and you've never come and asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior, He says the same thing to you. All fowl of every wing, you are welcome to come. Come to the cross. Only way you can come. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You won't get to God any other way except by way of the cross, by way of the Savior, by way of Jesus Christ. And He says, come. Come. Make your home underneath this tree. I will provide. I will protect. We talked about it in Sunday school this morning. The choir sing about it. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I'm so glad I don't have to worry about the things of the world. I'm so glad I don't have to be anxious about the things of the world. It's not my job anymore. I've given myself to God through Jesus Christ. And He says, if we'll seek His righteousness, He says, I'll take care of all those things. It won't be your responsibility anymore. I'll take care of them. You know, some of you have pets. Some of you have birds. Some of you have birds. Some of you have dogs. Some of you have cats. Do you ever stop and think about how easy a pet's life is? They don't got to work. Any of your pets have a job? I mean, that they get paid for? I mean, I know, you know, they have a job. Maybe they bring you your slippers and your paper, and they sit up on your lap and love you. But they don't work. And yet, you provide everything that they need. You feed them. You take them to the doctor. You give them a warm place to sleep. And you love them. Now, you know how I feel about cats, so there's some things I can't say. But most of you love your pets, and you do anything in the world for them. A crude picture. But don't you think if God loves the sparrow enough to feed him, how much more he loves us and will feed us and take care of us? And so I say, like the writer of the book of Ezekiel the prophet, to all fowl of every wing, come to this tree that's planted in a high and eminent place, a place that everybody can see and everybody can understand how to get there. Come to this tree. Make your home under the cross. Ask Jesus to be your Savior. Be saved. Be born again. However you want to say it. Come to this tree. Make your home. The one who planted it promises, I'll take care of you. I'll protect you. I'll give you everything you need. And then one day, I'll take you to my home. I'll take you to heaven. And we'll live together forever and ever and ever and ever. If you've not done that this morning, would you? The Bible makes it clear over and over and over again. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Would you come and get it this morning? If you're here today and you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior, in just a second, we're going to stand together. We're going to sing a song. I'd like you to just walk down the aisle. I'll have somebody take this book, the Bible, and I'll have them show you from this book how to ask Jesus to be your Savior. If you're here today and you're a Christian, and I know most of us are, then you rejoice. You are living under the protection and the provision of the cross of the Savior. As we talked about in Sunday school, don't be anxious, don't worry. God knows what you need, and he's going to provide. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the many, many hundreds of ways that you tell us that you love us. The hundreds of ways that you invite us to come to the cross, to salvation, to Jesus. And I pray if there's just one person here this morning that's never asked Jesus to save them, today would be the day they see that they're a sinner. We're just all like ravens, dirty, dirty birds. But Father, our sins, though they be black and red, they could be made white as snow as we come to the one who died for every sin. And so again, Father, I pray if there's just one person that's never asked Jesus to save them, they would come in just a second. Let's take this book and show them from this book how to ask Jesus to be their Savior. Speak to our hearts as Christians. Remind us of what we have in Jesus Christ. Please bless this time of invitation. Use it to build your kingdom. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.